Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Well, happy Steven Jackson Day, everyone. That's right. We are just 39 days away from NFL kickoff, but this show is going to be more about baseball, more about golf. We've got plenty of picks coming your way, but of course, we got to look to see what we did yesterday with our picks. Let's take a look. AMAGS 2-0, AB 2-3. Listen, I had a push that probably should have been a win on that Mariners first 5 money line, and I lost the Reds Dodgers over 10. Of course, Weaver and Sheehan really pitched kind of gems yesterday. So one of those middling days, we actually did pretty well, certainly more wins than losses, but we're going to try to do even better today. Before we get to the stars of the show, let's talk about the sports podcast of the year. We are nominated for just that. And listen, best sports podcast category in the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Check it out. We appreciate all you guys do for us, and we hope you enjoy our show enough to nominate us to advance to the final round. To nominate the Early Edge, go to podcastawards.com/app/signup and then scroll down to the sports category. The whole process takes less than 60 seconds. We've included the link at the top of this episode description as well. And of course, the QR code is in there as well. So feel free to scan that, vote for us. It's only going to take 60 seconds. And I believe you only have one more day to do it. So we would really, really appreciate everybody doing that. And of course, hitting the like button. But listen, let's get to it. Let's get to the stars of the show. Let's bring them in here. We've got miserable Matt Snyder, otherwise known as the Sniper. He's got the grimace on his face. And then the opposite, right? It's the yin and yang. We've got AB always smiling. Gentlemen, AB, let me start with you. Happy Steven Jackson Day, by the way. Yeah, exactly. Of course, I'm going to start with AB. Happy Steven Jackson Day. By the way, I've been standing next to Steven Jackson. He is all of 6'2", 240. I mean, this guy was an absolute monster, a running back actually drafted in the first round. Only 39 days away from football season in terms of the NFL, 27 in college football. It's not an NFL show, but AB, I got to bring it up. I'm so excited.
No, dude, I am too. Like, and remember, there was a point where Steven Jackson was the man. Like, he was the number one running back in the NFL. And you're right, dude was a hoss for sure. And speaking of the NFL, everyone make sure go to our YouTube page, the home front page right there. We have all three of our NFL futures shows already set up, ready to go. Make sure you hit that notification bell so you know when they're coming, August 14th, 16th, and 17th. And see you. You're going to be on one of those, one of the experts on the 2023 player prop shows on the 16th with your man Prop Stars and Coach.
That's right. And we everybody knows that it's a fan of Sportsline or the Early Edge that we do a weekly prop show. Me, Prop Stars, the Coach, and of course, Dave Richard from Fantasy Football Today. That's usually Friday afternoon. I expect it to be this season as well, late afternoon. So expect a lot of content from Sportsline.
See it real quick. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Like, why do I always want to say Dave Richard, right? Instead of Richard. I have no idea why, but I always want to say Richard.
You're not the only one that says that. So it is Dave Richard. Uncle Dave is probably the easiest way to say that. That's what we all call him here in the Early Edge universe. Matt, listen, we're going to go right to pick the prop because we're talking baseball and we're talking sluggers. And I got to have your take here. We've got Kyle Schwarber at plus 400 to hit a home run today. Ellie De La Cruz, God, it's just so exciting. Even when the guy strikes out, I'm just so excited to watch this guy at plus 425. And for the record, I feel like inside the ballpark home runs are like in play for Ellie, right? And then yep. Vlad Guerrero at plus 450. Yep. Sniper, which one of these three guys do you like?
I'm first of all going to log an official complaint that 39 is not Eddie Jackson. I know pre-number change, Eddie's 4 now, but he was 39 when the Bears were actually good. So I think it should be Eddie Jackson Day, not Steven Jackson Day.
Mm,
Anyway, moving on. I'm going to take Vlad Guerrero Jr. He's facing a lefty, which is funny because most people would latch on to, oh, he's a right-handed hitter. He's facing a lefty. Actually, Vlad has zero home runs against left-handers this year. He's hitting .310 with a .438 on base percentage, but his slugging percentage versus lefties is down in the threes. I'm going for a little bit of evening out here against the lefty and saying, you know what? He's due to hit a home run against a lefty. It's been too long. Come on. He's got to hit a home run against a lefty at some point, right?
It's a numbers game.
Yeah. You know what's funny? And I think that's why this line is seems to be escalated against Tyler Anderson of all pitchers, seems to be escalated at plus 450. I mean, I think most people would look at this and I think the layperson sniper would say, oh, this is probably going to be like plus 350, plus 375. But it's plus 450 in sniper. I agree with you. I'm in on Vlad at plus 450. I'm kind of in on the Blue Jays. I don't have a pick on them. I noticed the chat, which has been very active as usual. We appreciate you. Seem to like the Blue Jays money line. Let me ask you, Sniper. I don't think this is one of your picks. I mean, minus 190 is pretty expensive here, but do you like the Blue Jays to prevail in this game against the Angels at home?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's Tyler Anderson is not having that good of a year. I think the Dodgers have some kind of magic sometimes. It didn't work on Noah Syndergaard, but a lot of times when they grab pitchers, they do some kind of voodoo and it works. And it worked with Tyler Anderson last year. He got his big contract. The Angels absolutely don't have that magic at all. It has to be somebody like Shohei Ohtani who has a ton of talent and just does it on his own. Tyler Anderson, there's no juju there at all. Absolutely love the Blue Jays in this matchup for sure. It is a lot of juice, but yes, I like the Blue Jays.
And AB, I'm going to go to you, but Dante enters the chat and he says, if everyone likes the chat, Sia will give two plays today. You know, it's interesting. Nice. I'll tell you what, Dante, who I've met, he was one of the contributors to the St. Jude auction. And I actually did a call with Dante, incredibly smart individual. I'll tell you what, if everybody hits the like button, Dante, I raise. It's poker season. I'll give you three plays. Nice. If you hit the like button and if we get to a certain number of likes, I'm not looking at it right now, but maybe let's just shoot for like 200. Once I know it's Sunday, it's kind of a more relaxed day. Let's shoot for 200 and I'll check in a second on that. AB, okay, we've talked a lot about Vlad Guerrero. I'm going to agree with Sniper here. I think all three of these guys are good options, but I'm going to go with Vlad as well at plus 450. Who are you looking at to hit a home run today?
Yeah. All right. So first off, shout out Dante. We're always thankful for any of the donations that go to St. Jude. So Shout out to you on that one. And number two, it sounded like he was on our email chain, knowing in terms of the picks and everything. So I was like, all right, Dante's in. Let's go. Look, speaking of in, I'm going Schwarber here. All right. The Phillies should have been all over the Pirates yesterday. They had the pitching matchup. They had everything ready to go. And Aaron Nola was garbage. And while the hitting did help at times because they did put up runs, I mean, it just wasn't enough, man. So, look, Schwarber is absolutely due for a big one today, especially when we get him obviously hitting leadoff there. Yeah, I'm going Schwarber's, man. He's going to put one out early.
Yeah, I don't mind that play at all. And what I also don't mind is hearing a message from our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
We've got A-Mags in the chat. He is everywhere, and we are everywhere. Let's talk about real quick. Let's refer to the schedule on HQ. Oh, there's my name. I'm going to be on at 12. I'm going to be talking some golf at the end of the hour. We're going to have Sniper on more toward the beginning of the hour. We're going to be all over CBS Sports HQ at noon today. The Sniper, Kenny White, Sia Najad, that's me. I talk about myself in the third person. Super, super annoying. A-Mags is in the chat. Ask him a question if you want. He was red hot yesterday. We saw the recap screen, but he's red hot on Twitter as well. So make sure you give A-Mags a follow. And let's see how many likes we're at. We're at 173. And I just kind of threw out a number. I said, hey, 200 would be great for me to give out three picks. I mean, listen, we've got almost more than twice as many watching as that 200 number. So let's try to find that like button so I can give out this third pick. Spoiler alert, I'm going to give it out anyway. All right, hit the like button, whatever. Here, let's talk about golf real quick. So we have the 3M Open that's happening right now. I've got two balls, not three balls. Most of the markets are dishing out two balls right now. And they both start at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time or later. So just know that going in, you got a couple hours to put these plays in. One of these two plays, I think, is a little bit more risky than the other. And you will see that when it comes to the number. Let's start, though, with round four, two ball, Doug Ghim minus 140 over Ben Griffin. If you watched me on any of my content, including the early wedge this week, you know I was a big fan of Doug Ghim. And honestly, I thought he might miss the cut after day one because he had a really poor day. Day two, 8 under par. Day three, he was excellent again. And I think he's going to be excellent on day four too. I think there's going to be a lot of trouble lurking. Some of the morning guys are out and we see the scores aren't starting out quite as low as they may have the first couple of days. And I think that's because, you know, the pins are tucked. It's just going to be a trickier course. The course is baked out. I want guys who find fairways. Doug Ghim really is that dude. And he typically has been finding the putter lately as well. Ben Griffin, he's really been coming on. But I don't think he's the caliber of Doug Ghim, and I think he's more likely to find trouble than Doug Ghim on day four. So give me Doug Ghim at kind of a juicy price, minus 140 over Ben Griffin. If you don't like the juice, well, I've got a play for you. It's an unsexy name. I'll be honest with you. Tyler Duncan plus 110 over Nick Hardy. I just talked about finding trouble, and I really think Nick Hardy is one of those guys that really for this tournament has been leaning on his putter just a little bit too much. He's a talented golfer, but he's just really not there yet. Tyler Duncan, not a hyper-talented golfer, if I'm being honest, but he's probably going to keep it in the fairway. He's probably going to be dialed in on approach, and he's been pretty good with the putter. Those are the ingredients I want on at the 3M Open Championship or 3M Open on day four. Again, with trouble lurking, with water lurking, with the course being baked out. Give me the plus number of Tyler Duncan over Nick Hardy. And then finally, let's do a first five. We are at 211. See, this is just so beautiful. Chat, thank you so much. Let's go Orioles first five. This is the primetime game. This is the Sunday night ESPN game. So you have time for this. I kind of like the Orioles in the full game here, but you know I'm a first five guy, and I don't mind fading Severino at all. Kramer on the other side of it for the Orioles. He's been pretty good. Not fantastic, but pretty good. Severino, he hasn't been very good at all. And last time he played the Orioles, he got absolutely lit up. And by the way, that was just on July 6th. He got absolutely lit up, 2 2/3 innings. I believe it was 10 hits, about 8 runs. I said hut, right? It's football season. I like the Orioles first five here. I think this is really an interesting spot for them in a primetime spot with one of the best records in the league. Really put themselves on the map tonight, perhaps, against a Yankees lineup that is, I'll be honest, pretty intimidating with Judge back in the lineup. But I like the Orioles first five, minus 122 here. All right, that was a mouthful. Those are my picks. Before we get in, again, chat, thank you for stepping up with the like button. Hopefully you've already stepped up with voting for us as the best sports podcast in the sports category. Sniper, before we get to your picks, I'm going to make you a little bit more miserable. Sorry, because we got to hear a message from our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Nick says, don't fade the Yankees. Yeah, Sniper's so mad. So I'm going to make him wait even more. He says, don't fade the Yankees. See you. No. listen, I get why you're saying that. They paid about $350 million for all their players, and the Orioles just a measly, like $60 million, one-fifth the Yankees' payroll? And yet we still think the Yankees are better with five times the salary of the Orioles players. Interesting context there. I hear you, though. I am afraid of their bats a little bit. But I like the pitching matchup a lot here, and that's what I do with the first fives. I fade the lesser pitcher more often than not. So, Sniper, you've got a couple picks here, baseball-related. Let's finally talk about them. Maybe put a smile on your face. I don't know, maybe.
Well, I've been smiling a lot in the last week as I hit you up on Twitter, and I played that first five for you on Friday and hit that, and I was 7-0 at the time on the week, and then I lost after that. You know, the Bobby Witt walk-off grand slam for the Royals buried my Twins play. However, I'm going to go back to the Twins, and I'm going to give a shout-out to my man Amex. He's in the chat. He was on Kenta Maeda strikeouts earlier in the week. I don't know. Amex, I haven't checked your Twitter today, or I guess it's X now. But Kenta Maeda over 5.5 strikeouts, I really like the play. It's plus money, actually, the last time I looked a little bit earlier this morning. 9 strikeouts against the Royals last time he faced them, which was on the 4th of July. 32 strikeouts in his last 4 outings. 10 strikeouts last time he pitched in Kauffman Stadium, which is where he's playing today against the Royals. The Royals are terrible. They're 8th in Major League Baseball in strikeout percentage. So I really like Maeda on the strikeout line today, on the over, that is. Also, going to stay in Missouri, going to go over to St. Louis, and I'm going to ride the Cubs right now. They're my team. I have been down on them a lot of this year, but they've won 8 in a row right now. And, you know, there's just good vibes with this team. You look at Mike Tauchman robbing the home run on Friday night to get the win. Last night, the come-from-behind victory. There are just good vibes around this team. On the flip side, the Cardinals have terrible vibes. Picking fights over little silly things. They have to be answering questions in the clubhouse about Nolan Arenado's no trade clause instead of concentrating on the game. They've never been sellers before, at least not in my lifetime. They're actually sellers at this trade deadline. I just like the vibes, and the Cubs are plus money right now on the road. Steven Matz, a lefty for the Cardinals on the mound. The Cubs have crushed left-handed starting pitching all year. On the flip side, Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs. He's been mostly very good, at least the first 2 times through the order, about 6 innings he's good for. Albert Azole, the Cubs closer, didn't pitch yesterday. He threw Friday. He's good to go for today. Love the Cubs tonight, so I'm on the Cubs as well on the plus money.
I like that. And I'll tell you, I know AB has something to say about that Cubs game. That was a game I was looking at too, and it just for me, I was a little hesitant to back Hendricks, but honestly, with all that context you just gave, especially with how the Cubs are playing, like, this is a team that is playing. And for the record, I love some of the stuff you brought up. I'm sorry that Bobby Witt crushed you. I didn't know you had that bet, but boy, yeah, was that exciting. You got unlucky there. Listen, you should have gone 8-0 on the week, which is amazing, by the way, and 7-1, pretty darn good too. But that Bobby Witt home run, that thing left the yard pretty fast.
I was like, yeah, it's over. I lost.
This game is over. And then you mentioned the Tauchman catch. That was amazing too. I mentioned Manny Machado yesterday. Listen, for those of you that are like not in on baseball right now, and I was one of those guys a couple years ago, this is suddenly a very exciting game because of some of the changes and some of the, you know, the celebrating, frankly. Like, we get to see the LA De La Cruzes. We get to see the bat flips. We get to see the amazing plays mixed in with that, which we always got, mind you. And the baseball is exciting. I don't think it's taking a backseat to any of the major sports other than, of course, happy Steven Jackson Day, the NFL. Okay, AB, we have a Cubs pick among your 3 picks. Now, listen, you went 2-for-3 yesterday. You were awesome. So was your boy Ronald Acuna and the Atlanta Braves. You've got a team total here as well. I know you had one yesterday. You have one here, but you got a couple other bets too. Tell us about them.
Yes, sir. All right. So, Snyder, first off, you're just speaking about X, formerly Twitter. If I send you a DM on there, is that a DMX? That was the worst joke you're ever going to hear in your life.
Man, you're going to make me lose my mind up in here.
Nice. You saved me there. Now, let me say this. I say that to say here's a day that you're never going to see before because I don't have a single Braves play on the board. First off, we're going Bryce Harper of the Phillies, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Look, Bryce finds himself in an interesting place today. He has 7 hits over his last 6 games, yet he only has 1 home run. I say only. He's kind of unbelievably due for an extra base hit type game today. So we're going to take him at over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at minus 125. Very affordable, and I like getting that at 1.5 instead of 2.5. Now, see ya. You brought up the Chicago Cubs, as Snyder did as well. We're taking the team total here, over 4.5 at plus 100, getting even money. Look, the Cubs are averaging 7.1 runs per game over their last seven games. The Cardinals, they've given up this number in three of their four last games, and they're getting worse by the day. Snyder, you're exactly right on that in their clubhouse. And Cardinals starter, Steven Matz. Dude, he faced Chicago 10 days ago, all right? Snyder, what do you always say? Second time, next time around,
yeah,
you're going to be in trouble. And I think Chicago gets all over St. Louis today. So we'll take the team total over 4.5. And lastly, look, this is our only loss yesterday. We're going back to the well. Freddie Freeman, over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Getting this at plus money as well, plus 115. All right, look, Freeman's hitting .348 this month, yet he's also kind of due for a big game based on his hitting historicals, not only this year, but career-wise as well. He has 38 extra base hits versus righties this season. I think that it is going to be a big, big day for our boy Freddie Freeman there. So take that over 2.5.
Love those picks. Love how Freddie Freeman is playing as well. And I love all the DMX references. I think it's probably time. There's only three of us, but we got eight picks. Let's bring up the recap screen. We got a lot going on here. We've got a couple of golf plays that are starting in just under 2 hours. Doug Ginn minus 140 over Ben Griffin. And then Tyler Duncan at plus money, plus 110 over Nick Hardy. And then, of course, the 7 o'clock game. I believe it starts at 7:10 or 7:20 tonight on ESPN. That's the Orioles first five money line minus 122. The sniper has Kenta Maeda over 5.5 Ks at plus 110. And the Cubs money line at plus 115. AB, 2 for 3 yesterday. Let's see if he can go 3 for 3 today. He's got Bryce Harper over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs minus 125. Cubs team total over 4.5 at plus 100. And Freddie Freeman over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at plus 115. Well, I think that's all the damage we can do today here on a Sunday brunch. Of course, we're going to be with you on HQ, so make sure you tune in to that in just a couple of hours, if not less. And then, of course, the Early Edge. We're going to be with you all next week, tomorrow morning, Early Edge and 5. We have got you covered on all of the CBS Sports platforms, but that's all the damage we can do right here, right now, today. So there's only one thing left to do. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window for the sniper, for AB, for Jake the Snake on the 9s and 10s and 19s and 20s. This has been the Early Edge Sunday Brunch, and I am your counselor, and we rest our case.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.